Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Twitch chat, where I was just perusing comments, and you can be there every single day for a lively chat on this show and on other things, True Hampshire says, calm down, Greg, we need you. And I will say this, they can do anything they want, pretty much to me, and I will take it. They cannot step all over you, the loyal, longtime listeners of this radio station and this radio program.
Yeah.
I will not take it. So I won't calm down, and I will do whatever you want to me. You can, you want to take away some kind of a jock lounge area or free sausage Fridays or whatever, take that away. That's fine. Do whatever you want to me. No. Not these people.
Yeah.
Nope. Won't stand for it. So
if you do something to Doug, you're out.
I'm just telling you, not whether it's, you know, angry principal Dave Curtis. I know you have an issue with him, a lingering one.
I think it's the other way around.
Derek, the Steelers fan.
The dump out lady.
I mean, no. All right. We are going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. So you can leave one of those now on any topic. And we should get back to the rest of today's news.
And how about some good news today? That would be good for you. Matunic Oyster Bar in Rhode Island will reopen for outdoor dining today.
Oh, all right, good that's job. So great.
It's awesome. The restaurant had a soft opening yesterday, but will officially open today on their 16th anniversary. Since the fire that gutted the spot back in May, online fundraising has raised over $250,000 to help with the rebuild and supporting staff. Here's our friend.
By the way, listeners of this show, responsible for at least $5,000 of it.
Yep.
At the road show in Newport.
Correct.
Which was, in hindsight, very dangerous because it occurred near the water, Curtis.
Oh,
I didn't even think about that at the time.
The deck was over the water.
The deck was actually over the water, yeah.
Holy
Somebody
cow.
Could have spiraled right off that thing into the water.
And we had a drone.
Yeah.
And those fish that James was feeding, those were aggressive. They could have gotten someone.
Yeah. And we did have a drone.
Yeah.
Drone could have crashed into the crowd at some point.
And I was kind of sick. I could have been a super spreader.
Yeah. Well, we know how that goes.
Yeah.
So they are doing that outside. Yep. They've created. Oh, we can see it. That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks great.
We got to go down there.
Yes.
And celebrate.
Yeah.
With Perry. Yeah.
If we're free tomorrow, we could probably.
Maybe.
But we can hear from our friend Perry, the owner of Matunic Oyster Bar on WPRI.
I think there's a togetherness that people really feel close to each other. It's not just a business. This is, and you know, I knew it, you know, it wasn't about the food or the service or the building. It's about this, you know, togetherness.
That's cool.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Good job.
Him. Yep. And I think they needed, we talked about it, may have been a lead at one point. They needed the legislature in Rhode Island to approve that outdoor dining. And so for once, the politicians did the right thing for a business and for the people that they represent. So,
absolutely.
Job well done down there.
And we have a Mother of the Year candidate.
The Greg Hill Show is proud to present
Mommy.
Mom.
Today's nominee.
Welcome to my world.
For Mother of the Year.
Bring your mom, get her lit up.
Whoa, your mother must dance at the nicest strip club in town.
Hi, what's up?
So we go to Noelle La Palomento. She is a TikTok mommy influencer. She's got
Who isn't at this point?
She's got 2.3 million followers.
Oh, she's
does. Big time, yes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She's from New Jersey, and her main shtick on the app is she and her young daughter, 7 years old, getting ready, doing their hair, doing their makeup,
skincare,
stuff like that. Very cute.
Does she say, like you, guys,
get ready with me for tonight's party at the beach.
I don't really say that, but yes, she does things quite like that.
Okay.
She is being dragged right now for taking that 7-year-old daughter to get a spray tan. Now, she did clarify in the video that the spray tan ingredients were just sugar and water. Mm-hmm. It was like a natural spray tan. And that the young girl's aunt was the spray tan artist. But the girl asked for it. And so the mom allowed her to. I personally don't have an issue with this.
All right.
Like, the sun's bad for you.
Right.
This is a natural solution that she's putting on. The daughter asked for it. The daughter's into hair, makeup.
Okay, she's in the style.
Yeah.
Okay, this is child abuse. When they're seven, not the spray tan, I don't care. Do it or don't. No big deal to me. It's the documenting in front of millions of people.
Yeah.
You don't have consent when you're seven.
Yeah.
As long as you're not doing anything.
Well, how do you know? When you're 20, do you want everything you did when you were 7 online?
No. I mean, as long as the mother's not documenting her, like, at 7 taking a shower or something crazy like that.
You don't have to be naked to be taken advantage of.
But this is their way of bonding.
You can bond for all of time together.
Yeah, but that's like saying every picture you put up of James.
I don't put many pictures of James's face.
But you put one. All it takes is one, right?
No, so, I'm saying if James is like having a tough time pronouncing something and I think it's funny and I share it, and 15 years later he's back, he said, "Dad, why did you make fun of me?"
But
to all
that's
these
not
people?
What this woman does. Right. I understand what you're saying, Curtis. Like the people that were doing the egg challenge on their kids, cracking the egg on their head. I don't find that stuff funny. I think you're using your kid for clout.
Right.
But this one in particular, it is very, the page is very cute, mom, daughter, like doing makeup. The daughter is very into doing makeup. Like, I think the daughter wants to be a makeup artist one day. And so that's how they've gained traction, because the daughter's pretty talented at it at 7. Right.
So that's her dream, like yours was, to be a centerfold.
My dad wants to clarify that he said, absolutely not. He told me the other day.
He drove you to the Playboy Mansion.
And he said, and you will never return. That's what he said. He said, because he keeps saying, you keep talking about the Playboy Mansion, and people are going to think I endorsed this.
That was your dream.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about you, is that your dream as a young child was to be a centerfold.
Yeah, and I'm rather prude. Honestly,
unique.
Yeah. There's young women who dream of being president one day and dream of being doctors and surgeons.
Right.
For you, it was Playboy.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know,
do you think, just to go back to this quickly, do you think the main reason the mom has her daughter is because it's what she wants, or it's made her very popular and famous?
Mm. I think it's a bit of both.
But what's the biggest, if you had to pick one?
What do you mean, main reason?
Like, she's doing this because her daughter is very cute and does viral things.
But I think her
things.
Daughter loves doing it, too. Like, if the daughter loves to be, you know, on camera and they're, you know, obviously it helps. They can make money doing it. And the daughter's enjoying doing it. And it's not, like, crazy. Let me tell you something. There are kids out there who their parents don't spend 5 seconds with them. And as long as this kid isn't being, like, you know, put on blast for, like, in the tub or something, like, disgusting.
A lot of texters agree with Curtis, though.
Yeah, well.
Saying that 7 years is too young.
Why do they put pictures of their kids up?
You're making a child vain.
You're
teaching a child that it's not who they are inside. It's how they look outside.
Don't put any pictures up. All those people who text, don't put any pictures up or videos up of your kids.
Yeah.
Don't do it. If you have this issue with this lady doing, and she may do it a lot more than you do, then don't put any pictures up of your kids.
So because I used to drink a lot, I can't say stop drinking? I do something once, it doesn't make sense to me.
No, but drinking will lead to
issues.
Like,
go to my Instagram page. There's, like, very little
of
James.
But I'm saying, like, not everything needs to be nefarious. Like, this girl, and I've gone and looked at the videos. This young girl, this is like a passion for her. And I understand she's 7 and the mom is definitely getting noticed because of the daughter.
Right.
But at the same time, it does seem like a very harmless relationship.
What my point is for, and I don't know anything about these people. I literally just found out about them. My point is, you can film your 7-year-old on your phone doing makeup and then show it to her and show it to friends and family and have the same result for the 7-year-old. the mom gets the adulation from it being shared millions and millions of times. And I'm just, this is a brand new world, right? This wasn't existing right. when any of us were kids. The 7-year-old that is doing this, there are going to be countless kids that get to 18, 20, 25, and are like, why did you share this stuff with the world?
But Curtis, it sounds like a hypocrite because you'll come in and have James, or you'll share videos of James talking about the show on your social media.
I just said this. Go to my Instagram. We just went over
I know,
that.
But it doesn't matter.
No, we've shared videos of James, which is fine, which is great. But at the same time, like this mom also, just devil's advocate, this girl, when she turns however old, 16, 18, she's going to have a career in front of her.
You make it sound like...
She is.
You make like to sound like the
we
mother's...
We can laugh at it, but she's going to have a full career.
She probably, like, if she enjoys doing it, you make it sound like the mother's got her twerking on video.
Not said anything sexual once. Twerking.
No, but you're saying something that is...
I'm saying consent. Can't say no or yes.
How old's your kid? How old's James?
He'll be 3 in July.
So don't put anything up at James because he doesn't have consent.
You keep going back to that wig.
Consent.
James has the intelligence of a 25-year-old.
No, but
he would be
that.
The smartest person in this room.
If we're having a conversation, Greg, if we're having a conversation about consent and you're sitting there saying you don't like it because the child doesn't have the ability to consent to this because they're too young, but yet you put pictures up of your kid, doesn't that sound kind of hypocrite?
Hypocritical.
Yes. Doesn't that sound like, I meant to say, doesn't he sound like a hypocrite?
I mean, I just think that...
It just makes no sense to me.
You're setting up all these expectations for these kids that their whole entire lives are going to be lived on a social media platform, and it doesn't...
As long as she's educating her at home.
And also, like the people saying, Coco, seriously, a career? I hate to break it to you guys. Yep. It's 2025. Instagram, social media is a very big career.
It might be for a few months here.
That is not true. That's just not true.
Do you know how much the average influencer makes? Not a lot of money.
The average influencer doesn't have 2.3 million followers.
Greg, I wouldn't consider myself an influencer, and I make good money on social media.
Yes, but you don't know that that's always going to be true. It's just like these
The
people...
odds of this thing still existing in its form when this girl is 18 are very low. Thinking of how quick the everything...
Social media, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, out of your mind.
Mr. Beast is making, 5 million every 30 seconds because of social media?
I'm saying that in this iteration, it is very unlikely for it to exist as it does now in 11 years.
It creates a launching platform to the next medium, right?
Right. This girl, if she gets to an age, some of these makeup artists who work with some celebrities or just in general make a ton of money. So if this is something that she wants to do, think about all these younger kids that have used social media to create different apps or who've come up with different ideas and that, they're making money at 16, 17 years old. It's because of social media. I wish I had it when I was growing up as a kid.
Right. And I think we should all talk about all the very well-adjusted young stars of our youth that have really grown up.
But Curtis, that's what everybody, though. That's what, you know how many people are messed up that were stars and how many good people that grew up child stars that are not messed up? Like that happens all the time. You go, because you just said...
Yeah, child stars and prodigies often end up in very odd bad places.
No, but there's a lot of them that also end up in good places.
Right.
Not everybody, it's like the saying, everybody who grows up in a bad neighborhood turns out to be a bad kid.
Right, I could smoke every day and not get lung cancer.
We're not talking about that, though. Yeah. And drinking is not, like, two different things on social media.
I also just think, I have no idea when, God willing, I have a child... that I would put their face on social media. I think I'd probably not really share the child on the apps just because there are weirdos, creeps out there. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think anybody should be judging anybody else for how they parent or how they raise their child if they're not doing anything bad.
Right.
And in my mind, what this mom and daughter relationship, it seems from the outside looking in, like everything is... copacetic and nothing nefarious is going on. So why judge?
Judge on that. Like if something is nefarious, something is like if the 7-year-old is judge on that. I'm not judging on a mother who, who has a 7-year-old and they do makeup together because you don't know like, I don't judge people on how to raise their kids. Like, people raise their kids in a
Whoa. You make comments all the time about how people
stupid things. Like, when you're doing something stupid.
Okay, well.
Yeah, like, when you're doing something stupid, if she's 7 years old twerking, I'm like, yo, that's wrong. That's dumb. Why would you do that?
This is Brian, who is heading into work. Hello, Brian.
Good morning. I am embarrassed to say this, but I generally agree with Wiggy. Yeah, I generally agree with Wiggy, but on this one, Curtis, I think you're right. The mom is using the daughter as a prop for her personal gain right now. The daughter at seven has no ability to consent or not consent, and she wants to make her mom happy. Most kids just naturally want to make their parents happy, so her mom gets her interested in makeup, and it could be a genuine thing, but it couldn't be much different than getting a dad getting his kid into football and then the dad profiting on it now and the kid not really having a consent, but he's making dad happy and she's making mom happy. But in 15 years, she may regret having those videos, like Courtney said. So Courtney, good point there. Yeah. But I don't know. I think that Curtis is spot on with this one.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, is that it on the news?
That's it on
good
the news.
Story, okay. Courtney.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good job on that one.
Excellent. Excellent news today, Courtney. Oh. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Hey, thank you.
I will remember it always.
We will remember you. Well, we won't will need you? To remember because I'll be
will,
with you.
Will you remember me?
I stand with Greg.
Will you remember me?
Oh, that was the worst.
Sometimes you're here today and gone tomorrow.
Oh, that's life, brother.
Amen.
It is life.
Yeah, my mother used to say, get hit by a bus.
That's right.
Maybe get into insurance.
It's good money insurance.
Seems lucrative.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
I think you could even work from home, Greg.
Well, the average influencer, I was just told, makes $48,000 a year. So
that's pretty good.
You know what, Greg? I didn't realize this. I got away with one last year. We had James's second birthday at the park at M Street Park, and there's a splash pad.
Oh,
and I didn't get any waivers.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't like, there's somebody in the Twitch chat, like, talking about milking a bit. Like, there's no bit here. What's the bit?
Oh, trust me, it's not a bit. Greg
What's
came
the
in.
Bit?
And let me tell you, I know from the second I hear Greg's flip flop coming down the hallway, what type of mood. Mostly, it's good moods coming in.
Yeah.
This morning, Shine was in the office with me. We could tell immediately something was off.
I literally said that to Curtis. I go, as soon as he came in, I would go, what's wrong?
Yeah.
I'm not having the people who've been loyal to this show stomped all over.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's a negative for somebody who's listening? Like, I...
Standing up for the people.
I don't... It's how I feel about it.
You're a people person.
You are.
I mean, 35 years I've been in this business.
It's a long time.
You've been with us since the beginning.
So, some lawyer who knows nothing about this radio show or this place is going to, like, stomp all over the people who listen to it. I'm not doing it.
Nope.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Kind of bummed we can't all join the Zoom.
Curtis, you should do, like, in the office and go get his own lawyer.
I will. James P. Albini.
Bring in his own lawyer, and then she goes, wait a second, you know, this is your lawyer.
He tries to get paid for parking. Last night, we watched Celebrity Jeopardy, and Concierge Marie was on, and I missed that lady. Great, great, great show.
I mean, maybe may have to downgrade on the condo, but that's okay.
Huh? Oh, you're probably locked into that lease.
That's all right. You know, he's...
You got the moving company.
It takes
him,
like, 9 months to get you actually kicked out of a place.
Yeah, true. Well,
now they can't
in this state, it's like 5 years.
Yeah.
They can't kick you out.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You just asked Lindsay to become an influencer.
Yeah, now they can't evict you.
Honestly, she probably will have to work a couple jobs.
Bullet's going to have to earn his keep, too.
That's correct.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is fair. I did post Pudge without his consent, so maybe that was
You
wrong.
Could go online and do videos and become an influencer.
TikTok famous?
Or a live stream. I think the streaming is the way to go.
Oh.
I don't know what they do, but it seems like every streamer that I hear about, whether
they make millions.
Kai Cenat.
They always tell you they're making millions.
They're making
millions. Zombie does pretty well. Zombie from the Twitch, he does pretty well.
Guys making millions.
The IRL streams are what's really popping off right now, Greg. Right. So if you can do that, even YouTube, that's the way to go.
Yeah, he owns the Quiznos and the Turnpike.
Just document your life. Isn't that what they do, Shime? Isn't that what a streamer does? Just kind of like
IRL. That? Just do whatever you're, you know, just video whatever you're doing in real life. Do bits.
All right. Well, more on that after the meeting.
Live
right
stream
now,
that?
Though. Right now, here's Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take the first against the Reds. 13-6 was the final from Fenway. Garrett Crochet went six innings, giving up four runs on seven hits while striking out nine. Willier Abreu made history with an in-park home run and grand slam in the win. Here's Crochet talking about his outing from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Just lack of execution. Obviously, I felt good when things were going well, and obviously, I felt bad when things were going bad, but I don't know. Some days you miss your spot and they either take it or swing and miss today. It felt like every time I missed, it was getting clapped. That was really all.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. Another one with the Reds in town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Richard Fitz getting the start. Sean McDonough joins Brooksy on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the Celtics, Luke Kornet is the latest guy to move during free agency. Kornet signed a four-year, $41 million contract with the San Antonio Spurs. The Seas have also reportedly signed a two-year deal with center Luka Garza that comes out to about $5.3 million across two seasons. And Brad Marchand is staying in Florida. He's inked a six-year, $32 million contract extension with the Panthers. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. Subaru of NewEngland.com. Subaru summer is finally here. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy with 2.9% financing for up to 48 months or lease for just $287 per month. Details at Subaru of NewEngland.com. That's what's trending.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll be right back.
Curtis, what do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of Small's Cove on Lake Winnipesaukee? Do
you know? A good start.
Yes, a good start. Thank you very much. This is Doug. Hey, Doug, what's up?
Hey, Greg, good morning. How are you?
What's up, Doug?
I am on 95 headed to the Nazwa. And congrats to Brad Marchand.
Congrats to Brad Marchand. What's going on up there?
Well, I'm going to be pre-gaming, of course, a couple of days early. But I wanted to know. I don't know the whole situation. What's going on this morning? Because I was too busy wanting to get out the door. When I get to West Alton Marina, will there be a transport boat, or will I be swimming to the dive?
Well, I don't think I'm at liberty to say. I can tell you this: I will be at the Nazwa tomorrow night, and then I will be somewhere on Lake Winnipesaukee on Thursday morning.
All right.
So that's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
And that's we have a scheduled roadshow, final one of the year.
Yeah.
Been working on it for 5 months.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Long time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you looking forward to it? You've never been to Lake Winnipesaukee.
No, and I've never been to, you know, all I've seen is pictures of this dive with all the boats around it on the sandbar. It looks pretty cool.
No, I'll be up there. Jackson will be with me.
Jackson, yeah.
What a way to end it.
Yeah. And whether Jackson or not there's a microphone in front of you, whether or not you have to take a flex day to do it.
Might be like the old days in the garage when I was a teenager. It might be a microphone that's not attached to anything.
Mm.
What about that?
And guess what? People will show up.
Maybe I'll just bring my turntables.
Oh,
and,
That's an idea.
Do a little show for the people on the dive.
DJ Greg.
Get the ones and twos.
Why not? Yeah. Let's see. This is Bob from Warwick, Rhode Island. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Greg. Can I speak to Wiggy?
Yes, yep. Of course. You're welcome to speak to anybody on the show.
Hi, Wiggy.
What up, brother?
I went to Bridgeton Academy in North Bridgeton, Maine. Didn't your son go there, too?
Yep, me and my son went there.
You went there too,
yep.
Wiggy?
Class of 94.
I was class of 68.
It's a great place.
It is a great place.
Bob.
A great school. I'm not a Patriot fan, though. Sorry, Wiggy.
It's all right.
That's okay,
was
Bob.
Maine part of Massachusetts still then?
No.
Oh.
Get with it, Curtis.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Curtis, get with it.
My bad.
Will you? Bob, was that?
What do you think of the Red Sox are going to do from here on in? Are they on a roll?
They're
now?
Turning it around.
Win.
So they have turned it around.
Yep.
Red Sox win game one with the Reds. Terry Francona back in town.
That's it.
And they do it in dramatic fashion thanks to Willier Abreu, who has the beloved Inside the Parker and a Grand Salami.
I love how they turned it around after they just won one game of the series, the first game.
Yes.
What happens if they lose the series?
Well, I'm looking at it positively.
All right, like, I got you.
Like this could be the turnaround.
This could be.
You say it all the time. They're only three out of the wild card spot. So.
The Reds are also not good. Again, well, we said this yesterday.
But they went into this game better than the Red Sox.
Yeah.
They keep you right there.
I mean, the thing is that is somewhat frustrating about the division being so bad is that they're going to be able to hold that right there in it for a wild card over you all season
Bingo.
Long.
Well,
it has nothing to do with the division, the American League, the wild card. They're not going to. I mean, they're seven games out of the Yankees. They're not.
Division's long gone, but the wild card is Greg. You're right. They're going to be close enough where you're going to be like, all right. And if they go on a little 3-4 game run, they're a game back. They're two games back. They're, you know, the third wild card spot. They're going to keep you close enough to where you have to be like, all right, what do they do here? But I think it's going to depend on what happens once they get to the trade deadline, which I believe is at the end of July, and how far out are they. And if they say, all right, we know we're going to be close to it all season long, do we add pieces?
Well, I mean, they are going to. I'm assuming that you may get Alex Bregman back quicker than you thought because Alex Cora was saying yesterday that he's 100%. So, Curtis, you all right?
They're not going to. The Bregman coming back. They might turn out to be a wild card team. That's great. They're not a good team. We're over halfway through the year. We're 86 games in. They're two games under 500. They blow teams out and they lose close games because they are unable to play in clutch situations because their GM is a robot. And he doesn't understand that there's actual pulses that alter based on the situation that's going on in a baseball game.
Is it the GM or is it the manager?
No, the manager is just synthesizing the data.
I put some of it on Breslow's plate, but I put more of it on Cora's plate. I don't think he's just, you know, synthesizing the data. I think he's a big part of that, especially in the close games. You know,
do you think Alex Cora believes there are players that do things or algorithms?
Players.
Right.
But he and
Breslow have opposite approaches.
No. But I think Alex Cora has enough juice and enough say-so to be able to be like, all right, we're doing this, we're doing that.
So you think when Crochet had to come out at 85 pitches, Cora could have said no?
No, I think that Cora was on page with Crochet coming out.
No way!
He said it on the afternoon show.
Oh,
he said it. He had said like, well, this is what we knew we were gonna do this game, and then the next game we pushed them a little bit further. There's no way you're telling me that Alex Cora, who's been with this organization for what, 7-8 years, who has an unbelievable relationship with John Henry, and wasn't it just Cora, Henry, and Devers in the meeting?
Yeah.
Breslow wasn't even there. There's no way you're telling me that this guy doesn't have enough power or juice to say to Breslow, no, we're not going to do that.
Boy, Devers really hitting the cover off the baseball right now, isn't he?
He's struggling a little bit.
Yeah, but he's still, he's talking to media. He's a big clubhouse guy.
Struggling just a little bit.
I'm not buying that. Listen, you're not going to sell me that when that Cora is just sitting in there like a little kid in the corner that has nothing, that has no power and has nothing to say. It was just like, yeah, Craig, I'll do whatever you said. No way.
No,
it's Alex Cora.
All right, well, if Ken's still here tomorrow, he can explain why that made him change his mind.
Well, Ken will be here.
Oh, good.
Not Ken's fault.
Yeah. And to clap back in the Twitch chat, the manager synthesizing the data, really, yes, that's actually the exact quote from Craig Breslow on this radio station, saying that that is his job. So paying attention is key.
Oh, Rafael Devers is gone because a computer model.
Right.
Told them what they should do going into spring training. Like,
no, Rafael Devers.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Rafael Devers is gone because they couldn't communicate with him, manager included, on what they were going to be doing.
Tried to communicate with him.
He
said, you know what he said when they tried to communicate with him? Oh, I got to wake Shime up. Shime's texting about Pokemon.
He's on the dive.
Shime, do you know what Rafael Devers said?
Premature, no.
I was pulling it up. I was trying to get it.
Said.
Wait, what are you texting about?
Nothing.
Ken, I just want you to know the stuff that Greg's talking about on the air, I do not endorse.
I'm ready and willing.
I am here for you.
I stand with Greg.
You need me to step in as the host. I'm ready to go.
No, I would never do that to you. I would never stab you in the back. I'm not Brutus.
This is outrageous, this stuff that Greg is talking about on the show this morning.
I just canceled my trip to next year's Ocean Park Music Festival so I could be here.
You know, Fenn,
didn't have plans to go.
Fenn, Greg, and Jackson away together.
Like the people who sell hot dogs at Fenway Park, do you know how they're going to need new people? We're probably going to need a new crew.
Ooh, I could do that for a job.
Hot dogs here.
Hot to get your glizzies.
Yeah. I don't think that would be good for your Achilles.
You would just do that and berate people for what they put on their hot dog.
Yeah, I would only have the mustard available, no ketchup. Right. Sorry. Well,
the good old days when we got to laugh with Sam Kennedy about brown mustard.
Maybe you could get that good mustard back and you could sell that at a little like smaller price to put in your pocket.
I could do a hot dog stand or something like that.
Good job, Mitch, getting Greg with the hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I forgot. Look
that looks
that.
Pretty good.
Oh,
yeah. He's already with ex-hosts.
Yeah. That looks good. That was quick.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Foyer. Slinging glizzies.
You're not supposed to be eating them when you're slinging them.
The batch is
They're
going to
be looking for help, so there you go.
That's called getting high on your own supplies.
Well, you can't eat the dog. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, you never do that.
All right, we're gonna get to Hill Notes coming up at about 9:20, so you still have time to leave one on the Odyssey app, and you can also listen to this show and to this station on the Odyssey app from wherever you are, whenever you want. So download it now.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
NHL free agency officially underway. Shime, do you expect any kind of a splash? And if there is one, will that be okay with the Odyssey lawyers?
No, and if there was one, they definitely wouldn't be happy about it.
No splash. You're not expecting a splash.
Not a big one. I expect a signing or two, but not on the upper level. I think it's probably going to be a couple lower level signings. Nothing too crazy, I had to take a guess.
It's because the Panthers have everybody locked up. There's nobody left in the NHL.
I don't think there's a big splash in the NHL for the Bruins or the NBA for the Celtics. You know?
Yeah.
Well, in the NHL, Mitch Marner officially got dealt from the Toronto Maple Leafs to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, which apparently there is some indication that they've been talking about that for quite some time, which would be collusionary practices. But, I don't know. I mean, they have some money. I mean, Don Sweeney has some money to play with. Yep. So
They got money.
I mean,
one team got money and the other team's unloaded money. Yeah.
Well, I think the Celtics have, we talked about this earlier, but they've decided to punt on this upcoming season without Jason Tatum. So
yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. Even, you know, even after, you know, Mego talked about it yesterday when she said that they're probably going to flip the Simon kid. So it's like, you know, you thought you'd get him and you're getting a little bit of help. But now if you're flipping him, I mean,
so what are you flipping him for?
They'll probably like trade him for, I don't know, like for maybe draft picks or something like that.
So as it stands right now, your Celtics starting five would be
Jalen
and Derek.
Yep.
Marty Conlon.
Xavier Tillman. George's Nang.
Xavier Tillman.
Yep. And either
Dana Barros.
P. Pritch or Simon, depending on who you wanted to start. You know?
Yeah. Wow.
Completely
I mean,
different.
I understand that there is the, and the NBA players and owners came to an agreement on it, and so there's a penalty, but you look at the way the Panthers are doing it, they are spending right up into the cap.
Right.
So as to keep the dynasty going. Oh, not
that team sucks.
Yeah.
Holy hell, good job by Twitch. Yeah. Jesus.
Doesn't it?
That look feels like the 90s Celtics. Xavier McDaniel replaced by Xavier Tillman. Yeah.
The X-Men.
My man.
That's what you had on the left.
Yep.
And what you've got now on the right.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's like Shime's Awakened 180s.
Right.
If Tatum hadn't gone down and they had ran it back and won it this year, would any of this be happening?
Yes, they would.
It would? Yep.
Because the number one job by... Do you think Chisholm makes short-term or long-term decisions?
Long-term.
Right. He knew when he was buying the team that the first thing Wick said about him was that they were going to cut payroll in March.
But what would they have done? Because there were reports that they were not planning on dealing Drew and Kristaps before the injury. And then it is interesting because there was a report saying that Brad was very interested in re-signing Al and Luke.
Here's what I think they would have done. If you're saying if they win a championship, Tatum's healthy.
Yeah.
I think then they're more likely to trade those other guys and Jaylen Brown because you would get Jaylen Brown's money off the books. But then you would trade him and with some other pieces and you'd go after a guy like Giannis because Giannis is less money when you look at it, the long-term aspect of it, when you look at his contract versus Jaylen Brown's contract.
Well, he might just fit better with Jason Tatum.
I mean, maybe he might be, but I'm just saying if Curtis brought up a good point, like if you're Chisholm and you're going, all right, we can move some of this books. I can move, what is it, three? How much is Jaylen Brown? Is he 285 or like 300, whatever he's at? He's saying, oh, I can move this money and then maybe bring in a guy like Giannis who might only be, I think he's only at maybe like $120 million over the next 3 years just based on what his contract is, something like that. Maybe that's something that he would have done. But I don't know. I think that you're not going to be, and Curtis brought up a good point when we had Wick on, like no one wants to be in that second apron for multiple years.
Well, that was Wick's point.
Yeah.
On behalf of his new boss.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's going to be completely different because Tatum's hurt, and now we'll have to wait until, what's the 2027 season when Tatum comes back?
All right, Curtis, you asked for a douche move ruling on behalf of Jackson.
Right. We had this thrown out there Friday,
and
we haven't been able to get a resolution to it.
Okay, Jackson's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hang on for a moment?
I can hang on. Yes.
All right. This is something that happened with your family.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And the audience has been waiting for nearly 3 days.
Oh, yes, bated breath.
Okay, all right, so we'll get to that when we come back.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.